Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show Podcast. WILK News Radio.
Yeah, the war goes on. Great, good morning, everyone. 11:09 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. That's what it says on my Bacardo Jewelers watch. This beautiful but little windy Friday, October 31, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we lost this year and last, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Larry Yost, Fishing Creek Township, Joseph Mercatilli, Muzik, and Jack Higgins, Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order. This meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all for the balance of this hour. Can't promise beyond that, but you got it now. So take it, bathe in it, luxuriate in it, enjoy it. And part of the common sense, I love that no, 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 no commercial. Supreme Court. Vote no, Wecht, Donahue, Daugherty, three phony left-wing lunatics. Yeah, remember being shut down? Do you remember all the asinine rules that Governor Wolf and his Attorney General Shapiro imposed upon all of you? You could go to a bar, and you had to sit at a table that was pushed up against the bar. For some reason, you could drink until 10 o'clock, but not later. These were insane people. And Rachel Levine could take her mother out of the nursing home as she was shipping infected seniors back into the nursing home, but she could take her mother out. Wow. Please remember, we're not going to let you forget. And we've got a statewide race, and we've talked to you about two candidates that we love. Not like, love. Matt Wolford, he is running for Commonwealth Court. And Maria Batista, she is running for Superior Court. And you hear her ads on here, and that warms my heart every time I hear her name. And she's with us. Thank you for the surprise call, Maria. We appreciate you coming on.
Well, it's always glad to join your show. I'm just traveling from Delaware County back to Harrisburg, and so I had a very interesting morning, and I met a lot of wonderful people at the Chester Transit Center, people that were taking the bus or the train, and then I went to a Catholic social services where people could get a nice meal. And I have a new appreciation for Wawa. You know, where I live in the Northwest, there are no Wawas. It's all cheap. But they donate the food, the breakfast food, and they donated today macaroni and cheese and chicken for folks that came to get a meal.
Oh, nice.
And so I spoke to them. So I have a new appreciation for Wawa for what they're doing for the community.
Nice, nice. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be blown away if you don't prevail with all the hard work you put in over two election cycles, not just one.
That's correct. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that it's almost here. It's November 4th in just a couple of days. And, you know, I almost won in 23. We came in first place in 52 of 67 counties. And lost by 1.39%. But, you know, I'm working just as hard, if not harder, this time. And we know there's a lot of differences between 2 years ago and now. And people were, number one, more informed. They want to know what's happening in their court system. Mm-hmm. Number two, our registrations have changed significantly since 2023.
Thank you, Scott Pressler.
And people are more comfortable doing the mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
So I really feel very confident that we're going to be successful, but I don't take it for granted. I'm working hard as if I'm five steps behind.
Maria Batista, she's our candidate for Superior Court, fully endorsed. We love her. What are you doing over this final weekend? There's so much of the state to cover. Where do you focus?
Well, you know, I'm trying to hit areas where I can meet people that I may not otherwise meet, just like today. I was in Delaware County. Yesterday morning I was in Delaware County. Then I went up to Schuylkill County. I'm going back to Dauphin right now. We're trying to make a decision where I might be tonight. Tomorrow morning there's a big red rally in Blair County. And then I'm actually going to go back to my own hometown. There's a pancake breakfast for the community there, and I want them to know that I'm still thinking about my own community. You know, I come from a rural area, but it's a big state to cover.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be back into Harrisburg with a church on Sunday morning, and then we're making some decisions for the rest of that day. And to be honest with you, on Election Day, I won't be in my own county. I did vote early. I voted in person on demand at the voter registration office, and so that I could be in a bigger area for Election Day. So, you know, right now I'm leaning, believe it or not, to be in Chester County, the whole other side of the state. We were looking at all the numbers of, you know, the 23 municipal general election and where were the most people that would actually come to a poll. And the biggest poll was actually in Chester.
Well, that's a big county. They all are big. I mean,
they are.
Man.
It's big counties. But you know what? They're all special.
Yeah.
They're all
special. I agree.
And the people that I've met, even, you know, today, you know, they so appreciate that I stopped by and I spoke to them. And it's an interesting comment. I asked one gentleman at the Catholic Social Services this morning where the folks were eating. And I said, what do you look for in a judge? And he looked at me and he said, we just want them to be fair.
Yeah.
And he said, no, they have good intentions when they're running. He says, but then they change once they get in. And I said, you know, I want people to know that I have never changed who I was, no matter what job or position I've ever had. And I'm doing this because I believe we have to protect one more seat on this court for all Pennsylvanians.
Amen.
So I do want your listeners to know that this isn't something that I'm doing on a whim. It's something, you know, that I, you know, once I, you know, aired a program of what happened in your community, you know, with the Cash for Kids scandal, you know, I wanted to educate the public. I wanted to understand how the breakdown in the judicial system happened and, you know, the transparency and your community, the people are amazing. I love your community. And, you know, everybody wants the same thing. They just want a judicial system that's
going to be fair to everyone, regardless of who they are or their background, their ethnic background, and, you know, what part of the state or what side of the street they live on. They all want the same thing.
Well, we appreciate it, Maria.
That's what I want to bring.
Maria Bautista, we appreciate it very much. Stay safe and stay strong on the campaign trail. Feel free to call in again Monday or Tuesday.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk with you, and say a few prayers, too. And
Amen.
You know, we're going into the final stretch here. Thank you so much.
We're behind you 100%, Maria Bautista. Thank you. We've got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We're going to come back, and we have a guy I've had on before, Albert Eisenberg. He's the principal of Red Bridge. He's also involved with the American Unity Fund, and we're going to talk about both of those things when we come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Genesis. Murph tells us this date, 1983, they released their hit, That Is All, or That's All, however you prefer. Hey, yesterday I missed the Mother Teresa. And so I've got to catch up and do that one. Mary was nice enough to send it again. St. Teresa said this for October 30th. When I pick up a hungry person from the street, I give him a plate of rice, a piece of bread. But a person who is shut out, who feels unwanted, unloved, terrified, the person who has been thrown out of society, that spiritual poverty is much harder to overcome. St. Teresa for yesterday. And the caste system, I always say this to you guys, but it bears repeating continually. The level of poverty that St. Teresa confronted and tried to overcome in India is something that we cannot even comprehend. It truly isn't. It's off the charts. And she lived among it and lived in poverty herself. October 31st, St. Teresa. All my years of service to the poor have helped me to understand that they are precisely the ones who better understand human dignity. If they have a problem, it is not a lack of money, but the fact that they might be treated humanely and with tenderness is not recognized. Yeah. St. Teresa, Mother Teresa, for October 30th and October 31st. All right, so somebody texted in, Bob, what happened to Trump's ability to make deals? You don't negotiate with lunatics with mental patients. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries are mental patients. If we put them in Clark Summit State Hospital, I will guarantee they wouldn't get out. You don't negotiate with mental patients. You don't do it. So that's why he's not making a deal with them. He can make a deal with the communist Chinese, the focus of evil on earth, and he can't do it with Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. What does that say about Hakeem and Chucky? Says everything. All right, Albert Eisenberg. We've had him on before. Principal of Redbridge, a Pennsylvania-based political messaging agency. He's also an advisor to something called the American Unity Fund. It's an organization led by normal gays and lesbians who fought for marriage equality and are now fighting to protect religious liberty and our nation's children. And he is with us once again. Albert, my apology. I didn't expect the Superior Court candidate to call in. We had to take it because I made these offers of come on anytime. Well, she just did. So here we are.
Bob, it's great to join you. The only other call I would have accepted would be our esteemed former state health secretary, Dr. Rachel Levine, calling to defend her record after moving her mother to a high-end hotel.
That would have been quite savage if she had called in. Hey, tell us quickly about Redbridge. We're gonna do something, then we'll go to a break and then come back with you. But tell us something about Redbridge, your political messaging agency.
Great. Yeah. So I'm a Philly native. And the story is when I got into politics when I was about 25 in my home city, I had an inkling that the next Republican voter would probably be a Hispanic mom or dad, maybe a black mom in the city in North Philly and Southwest Philly, and not these upper educated white suburban moms that the GOP was chasing to try to win back. The whole operative phrase, you know, from 2016 really to 2022 was winning back the suburbs. Yeah. And I had this gut instinct that actually our next voters would probably be working people of all backgrounds. And we put our shoulder into that. And we've been unique in the state of Pennsylvania and nationally putting what's now called the political realignment into real tactical action for campaigns and causes. Well, so that's what Redbridge does.
Redbridge has been awesome. And your focus, when you were the only one who had that focus, you realized that the Latinos and the black mothers, many of them single mothers, they had the best family values of all. They shared Republican values, conservative values, more than these supposedly educated people in the suburbs. That's a big deal.
Yeah, hey, it's a gut instinct that's taken us this far. We've done the only Hispanic voter outreach from the state legislative level to the state level, including last cycle, and we helped flip the U.S. Senate seat, our two congressional flips, just from the shift of Hispanic voters alone, the state legislative flip in Philly in the state Senate race there. So there's a lot of work to be done, and this was, you know, a crucial moment where the dam broke open and our coalition as conservatives have gotten much more diverse, and we need to not take that for granted. We need to invest, and everybody who's on a campaign needs to realize that.
Albert Eisenberg is our guest. He's the principal of Redbridge, a Pennsylvania-based political messaging agency, and also an advisor to the American Unity Fund. Now, you mentioned there's a case called Childs versus Salazar. Tell us about the American Unity Fund, then pivot and tell us about that case.
Yeah, well, this dovetails with a lot of our other work is kind of putting normal people's voices at the first and forefront so we can have a culture of sanity and normalcy with our policies and our political culture. And one of the key, you know, inflections of insanity over the last 10 years has been the LGBTQIAA plus establishment force, you know, going way beyond what they claimed initially, which was we just want to love who we love, leave us alone, which was I was all on board for, to moving into, you know, medicalizing children who are under 18, who, you know, there's been a huge upswing in kids that has now actually gone down who identify as transgender. There have been surgical and medical interventions that we view as completely unethical. And American Unity Fund is the main right-leaning LGBT gay organization. So just, you know, normal gay adults and lesbian adults and even some transgender adults who basically say, whoa, we didn't ask for this and our voices should be listened to here. So the case that you're referencing is really important for your listeners. It's Childs v. Salazar. It's a Supreme Court case. It was heard this month and will be decided when they start issuing decisions in the new year. And basically, what American Unity Fund calls this is a forced transition bill. So if you have a 15-year-old biological female come into your psychologist's office, for example, in Colorado and in 19 other blue states, including in Pennsylvania, the therapist is not allowed to do anything except affirm that that patient has quote-unquote gender dysphoria and get them into the medical conveyor belt.
Oh, Lord.
So Childs is a Christian therapist who argued on First Amendment basis on freedom of speech and professional conduct that her rights are being violated by the Colorado law, which is also a statute in Pennsylvania, where effectively you can't say, whoa, this patient has a history of family trauma. This just popped up last week. There's learning disabilities. There's all sorts of stuff. Let's hit the brakes and get them comfortable in their own body. That's the normal thing to do. That's what a lot of other Western countries are doing, by the way. So very important case.
Oh, that's a big deal. When is that before the Supreme Court now?
Yeah, so the arguments were held this month during their session, and we're expecting, you know, a victory and you know, at least a 6-3 victory and potentially even getting Kagan and maybe even Sotomayor on board with this. And it'll either get sent back to Colorado to, you know, rewrite that law to allow for professional speech and conduct that's normal for, you know, practitioners. But also legislators in Pennsylvania and in other, you know, purple and blue states need to pay attention to this because this is really a crazy, not only is this crazy, it's actually a winning issue for our side that we could absolutely go on offense and correct this massive wrong that's been done to our children.
The American Unity Fund, I love that because I'm telling this audience for years now, don't hold what the LGBTQ plus community says and the positions they take and the actions they take against people who just happen to be gay, lesbian, or transgender. They're not, they don't represent the vast majority of them more than I represent left-wing lunatic Democrats. It's so important that groups like American Unity Fund are doing their thing to say, hey, we don't buy into the lunacy.
That's right. And you said it better than I could, and I truly appreciate your understanding of that. It is important for us to step into the foray right now and say, hey, we're normal gay and lesbians, and some of us are even trans, and we're not asking for you to, you know, we're not asking to intervene in fifth grade education. We're not asking to medically transition under 18-year-olds. I actually don't think you can consent to such a medical transition if you're under 18. There's a lot of space that has been occupied by very far left interests that have acted on behalf of certain communities, but don't really represent them. And really, that's all my work that we've talked about.
Great stuff. Hey, Albert Eisenberg, thank you so much. Principal of Redbridge and advisor to American Unity Fund. Important stuff. Would you follow up with us when this case comes out?
Absolutely. I have a feeling we'll be on in the next couple weeks to talk to you about more of these issues.
That would be great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, will return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our man, a true patriot, John Basiliga. Basiliga Hospitality, the place to turn this weekend for fun. I mean it. Three bar restaurants beyond compare. The Old Brook Inn, 307, Springbrook Township. Food, atmosphere, the whole package. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Go see it. You won't think you're in the same place that existed before John got involved. Far Street Tavern, a reimagined neighborhood bar in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Fine dining. I can't wait to get there again. Atera 519, downtown Scranton. I just love hanging out there. It's understated Manhattan in a modern take. And then the Stegmaier Mansion, old school. Set up in a gorgeous mansion with tremendous food and atmosphere. Downtown Wilkes-Barre. Sergey's Live. If you want some night life. And by the way, they could even handle some old fogies like me. just to observe. A blast. Amazing stuff. Jack Higgins, my old friend. His nickname was Pinky. He was 87 when we lost him last October. Survived by his wife, the former Annette Vebolis. The couple was married 62 years when we lost Jack. He was born in Dunmore, graduate of Dunmore High School, member of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish in Dunmore. He served us in the Army Reserves. He received his Bachelor of Science degree in psychology and a Master's in Education from the University of Scranton. He taught at the former Lackawanna Junior College, but he retired, and where we all knew him from, the Dunmore School District. 27 great years he gave us. He was a loving and supportive husband, father, grandfather. Just an all-around nice, good man. Surviving Jack Higgins, in addition to his wife, his sons, Michael, Stephen, and Jeff, a slew of grandchildren, a sister, brother, sister-in-law, and many other family members. A great, great guy, Jack Piggy Pinky Higgins. Brought to you by our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Joe Snedeker. You heard it on the news, and I've said it before. National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for Halloween. The advisory includes Lackawanna, Luzerne, Susquehanna, Wyoming, Wayne, and Pike counties, almost all the counties that we serve. And it begins at 11 a.m. this morning, so it's already begun, until 5 a.m. Saturday morning. Or as Cutie would say, sorry. Today, a mix of clouds and sun, windy with a chance of showers, high near 50. We're at 48 degrees outside the studio right now. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 40 for your Halloweeners. And we found out there's a lot of Halloweening on. I love it. Old school Halloweening going on. Saturday, partly sunny, 53. Sunday, partly sunny, 55. And I heard tell from Joe Snedeker this morning, maybe even warmer on Sunday. Good stuff. Hey, excavator guy says, LTS, West Pittston claims to be a Halloween town. They close a couple of streets and thousands of people show up to trick or treat. Absolutely amazing. Well, how about that? Well, West Pittston's out. It's just a great community. It really is. Thanks for alerting us to that, excavator guy. We appreciate it. Let's go quickly to Frank from Scranton. How are you, Frank?
Good. How are you, Bob? I got a quick thing to throw at you, okay?
Sure.
I want everybody to put their visual thoughts into place here. I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to go to Garrity's Market. I'm going to pick up a few steaks, a couple hoagies, pound of turkey. I'm going to leave without paying for it. Garrity's is going to notify the police. Police are going to say to me, you got to go to court and see the judge, plead your case. I don't show up, okay? And then when I don't show up, I get arrested.
Yes.
Because I didn't go to court for stealing turkey and hoagies and whatnot.
And if you don't go to them, they come to you.
Correct. So if I'm riding my bike to Redner's to steal some more turkey, do you think Marty Flynn will write a letter in a very fancy letterhead and say it's not right that they took Frank to jail because, well, he needed the turkey and the hoagie and the steak? My point is, actions have consequences unless you're a white male or a white female or an American citizen. This situation with this man in Dunmore, unfortunate. But guess what?
And I feel for the guy. I feel for the daughter. But that doesn't mean you ignore the law.
You should be mad at the man because he put his daughter in that circumstance.
Yeah.
Because she's a victim of circumstance. But we can't throw laws out. Bottom line is, what I'm seeing on social media, in the newspaper, in with political, the Dunmore wackadoo mayor, and Marty Flynn and the rest of the crew, is there no laws anymore, or are there selective laws for people who aren't citizens? They get to do not follow the law.
Yep.
If you're a citizen, you must follow the law, if you're an illegal, there are no laws for you here and everything is free. That is the reality, and that's what it is. How much longer do we American citizens let this go on before things get really ugly and it gets out of hand really bad?
Frank, I was pointing out in the first hour, I said, look, if because I was walking the dog last night, and I said, well, okay, if we just say, you know, you don't have to stop at the stop signs anymore, somebody's eventually going to get killed. And correct. But once they say it's okay, and your example's even better than mine. It's true.
Right. So my point is this. This can't go on. It can't be allowed to happen. And the problem is there's a 10 to 15% fringe that control the media and bend the social media directions and things of that nature that make you believe, make the general public believe in great numbers that we're wrong for saying the poor man from Honduras riding his bicycle with a sad face and ripped sneakers and soiled clothes, going to work to help his Dunmore Bucks wearing sweatshirt daughter have a better life. Whitey ruined it for them. They ruined it for them. We can't have that. This has to stop. We are at the tipping point that there's no coming back from. I'm sorry, folks, if you don't like what I'm saying, don't like it. But you know it's the truth.
Well,
and Bob, this has to end.
Total truth. It's a sad truth. But again, when that guy cannot make his payments for child support, he gets put away. And
correct.
It's like, I feel bad about it. Yeah, but you're right.
I don't feel bad about the man from Honduras because he did it to himself. Listen, if he went to court, who knows? I don't know this for a fact, but it's probably likely. If he had gone to court and showed up, his daughter would still be wearing the Dunmore Bucks sweatshirt and be happy and gleeful in her classroom, and his bicycle would be fine, and it would still be at his home, and he'd be riding to wherever he is, his job is. There are laws. They must be followed. And if there is laws, everybody has to follow them.
Frank,
certainly illegal.
Let me say this, and I know the discussions that I will have and have had with people who have the sentiment that this was so horrible. And I'll ask them the same question. They'll agree with me. Yeah, you're right. And then they will still be outraged the next time it happens.
Because Orange Man bad, Bob. That's what it comes down to. Orange Man bad, and anything the Orange Man says or has any beliefs in have to be completely flipped. We are living in East German-style media, and it's twisted everybody from kindergarten through graduation, and now they're in the workforce, and they're out there in public. The best of other times are gone. They're gone. But I will tell you this. I'm not going out without a bang. This must end. I'm sorry about the man. Really sucks for him. But he should have done what was right. Go to Mexico. Go to Honduras. Go to Russia. Go to these other countries, try to pull that off. Go to Japan and do it. Go to South Korea and do it. It ain't working that way. Well, this has to end, Bob.
I know it. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
All right. You bet.
All right.
You bet.
We'll take this break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return. I think this is the one where he painted like a skeleton when he did this one? So it's good for Halloween. This date, though, Halloween 1987, Michael Jackson had the number one hit with Bad. And I told you we would play a little Halloween music because we're going to finish with the song, the theme song to The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown by Vince Guaraldi. Murph found it. And so we'll finish with that. By the way, a number of you, including Duckman, have said they've had enough of a particular commercial. Now, look, as I wrote back to Duckman, I said, hey, they're paying my salary. Don't be so irritated with them. Please give them a listen in any event. But, yeah, look it. I always remind this. They say this, it's a maxim in advertising, politics, all that. As soon as you're sick of what they're saying and you're throwing up from it, most people are just starting to listen. So apparently some advertisers understand all that. All right, as we close out today, I want to make one final mention of our veterans, two of whom I knew very well and really, really liked. But first, our man Larry Yost, Fishing Creek Township. Joseph Mercatilli, Music, good man. Jack Higgins, Dunmore, good man. All missed, sadly. But thank you to John Basiliga, as always, and his great companies for sponsoring that tribute. Hey, we've got our two, I guess, poems. I call them ditties sometimes, that we've got to read to finish out. And let's start with them right now, so before we run out of time. As we approach the weekend, you know who's going to be out there, the thin blue line, our cops. Okay? Remember that. Policeman's prayer. Lord bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat. Protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. As they wait and as they watch, doing good for all, guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge. Protect them from harm. Always keep them safe and in your loving arms. The policeman's prayer. God bless them this weekend, one and all. Tomorrow Never Comes. Norma Cornette Merrick found this in the great obituary of the late, great Doreen Gourayeb a couple of years ago. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I would spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you, and I hope we will never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear that you love them very much and you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. Take the little extra time we'll have this weekend and reach out to somebody. Maybe you didn't talk in a while. Maybe you haven't been as close as you were. Just do it. You'll be happy you did. And if it doesn't work out, you'll be happy you did. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it is noon, which means I'm done. I'm out of here. I have to be, because the Sue Henry Show starts shortly, followed by the Rob O'Donnell Show. God willing, I'll be with you Monday morning as we really ramp up on the election. Have a great weekend, a safe weekend. Don't drive so fast in the neighborhoods. There could be a kid and his parents in a costume. Be careful, please. Have a great weekend. Club for Common Sense, adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.